Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why.
Little Atlanta rhythm section bringing us back. That's a small business anthem. That's what I call it these days. When everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it or die. That's what you do, small business owners. And that's the reason why I continue to show up every day to support you with by introducing you to our really smart Brain Trust members. And nobody fits that bill more than our good friend Leslie Kossoff, joining us all the way from Paris. Leslie, give us that website again, please.
Obtuseangles.net.
.net, and they can find more about your field guides there, your executive field guides,
yes.
Right? And all the other
yes.
things there. Folks, I encourage you to go there and check it out. Leslie, we're talking about quality. You've given us a great tour of some different ways to think about quality, the financial part, the procurement side. But what is quality? What does all this mean to customers? You know, when I think about how can a small business owner be competitive, to me, one of the most important things for a small business owner to do to be competitive, to be attractive to larger companies, is not to be cheaper, but to be absolutely positively rock solid reliable. Because we can't be the cheapest. We can't keep our doors open if we can't charge enough for what we get, which is usually more than one of our bigger competitors would offer. But we've got to be flexible, nimble, and absolutely reliable. And that takes a quality process in the organization. And that's what customers want, isn't it?
It is absolutely. And my sort of overarching heading for that, you know, combination of things, you simply have to be better than the big guys. And all of the ways that you're describing are those ways that you are better. And the interesting thing is that if you can demonstrate just exactly the same way that I was describing the procurement process in your own organization, that by going a little bit higher on price, you actually reduce the operating costs overall, you make exactly the same argument to the companies that you want as your customer. That by virtue of all of the work that you are doing to ensure that you understand both the letter and the spirit of their needs, mm-hmm. and that you are working to their specs, but you understand how what it is that you're providing is being used by them, not only at its immediate point of entry into their process, but then in the longer term, over the build life of, again, whether it's a product or a service,
mm-hmm.
as you explain that, and you have that relationship, and you have that understanding, that makes you simply better
mm-hmm.
than the other guys. And if their price is lower, but the cost of using them is higher, and you can demonstrate that, and I promise you, small business owner, you can demonstrate that by using the quality tools, the mm-hmm. financial tools, to cost out why you are the better deal. You'll get the gig.
And don't presume that because a bigger company you're bidding against is bigger and more intimidating to you, don't presume that they're going to do as good a job of making their case the way Leslie just told you to do it. Don't presume that they will. I promise you, you will be amazed at how many times if you go to that extra effort to make your case to demonstrate how you can be trusted, how you have got a quality processes in place. Don't be surprised when you actually outshine the larger company who thinks that they can get away with it just because they're cheaper.
Absolutely. They walk in with a level of arrogance that is, well, it's fascinating. And mm-hmm. and they think simply because they have the name that, of course, they're going to get the work. And you come in and you say, they have the name. I have the quality. I have the understanding.
The only thing, the only advantage they have over you potentially is scale. That's only, you know, and especially with today, with the way technology is, and how small business owners can level the playing field with technology. It's amazing. Leslie, this has been fascinating. Thank you so much. You've taken us on a great tour. Folks, if you don't understand the quality process in a small business by now, I don't know what else we can do. I don't know what else Leslie can do. What a great tour, Leslie. Obtuseangles.net, right?
Yes.
That's how they can find your executive field guides. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. These take what Leslie's taught us today to the next level by checking out her field guides. Leslie, thanks for being with us. And so what do I say to you in French now to say bye?
Well, have a nice day. Bonjour.
I'll see you later, Leslie. Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen. She's still helping me with my French. It's a tough job. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.